Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinian leaders deny the facts of history on Israel's 72nd birthday. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What did the Palestinian media have to say about Israel's 72nd birthday?
One of the fundamental principles of Palestinian Authority belief and ideology is that the Jewish people never had a state in the land of Israel. There never was a temple. The Jews never had any connection to Jerusalem. And the only reason why Jews ended up in this land is because the Europeans wanted to get rid of their Jews, and they had a second goal. They wanted, as colonial powers, they wanted to control the Middle East and control the oil. So they decided, let's kill two birds with one stone. Let's create a movement, call it Zionism. Let's tell the Jews that they have a history in the land, and then we'll be able to send the Jews to the land that was then called, to the land that was called Palestine, to be a way to get rid of the Jews, as well as a way of controlling the Arab Middle East and the Arab oil. This is something that they've been saying for years, and they repeated that message again just this week. Zionism, mm-hmm. They say, was artificial, based on no history. It is an outrageous lie.
Has there ever been a Palestinian state?
There has never been a Palestinian Arab state. There never was a Palestinian president, Palestinian king, Palestinian anything. Because how can you occupy land that never actually existed? It would have had to have been Palestinian and then occupied for it to be occupied Palestinian land. The Palestinian nation, or so-called Palestinian nation, was actually created after Israel was already sitting in Judea and Samaria. And they said, okay, let's call this occupied Palestinian territory. They used to put OPT, occupied Palestinian territory, when talking about Judea and Samaria. And like I say, there never was Palestinian, so it can't be Palestinian-occupied territory.
Itamar Marcus with the details on how the Palestinians deny the facts of history as it relates to the Jewish state's 72nd anniversary. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Not only do the Palestinians deny the facts of history, they have actually rewritten history to fit their narrative for the existence of a Jewish state in the Middle East today. Someone can tell a lie enough times so that the entire world will accept it as truth. That is the case in the claim by the Palestinians in their denial of a Jewish state in our world today. Not only does secular history destroy that Palestinian claim, but the Bible, God's Word, says that He has given the Jewish people a nation and a piece of real estate forever. That's Genesis chapter 15 and Deuteronomy chapter 30. God's Word is absolute truth. And Israel is tangible evidence of that truth. That is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...